Part 3. Questions 21 to 35. In this part, you will hear three talks, lectures or conversations. The talks, lectures or conversations will not be repeated. There are five questions for each talk, lecture or conversation. For each question, choose the right answer. A, B, C or D. Questions 21 to 25 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 21 to 25.
Okay, class, I want to talk to you about the Cold War today. Now, the Cold War wasn't just one single war. It was actually a long time of aggression. It lasted about 50 years. Anyway, the Cold War was mainly between the US and the USSR. That was Russia's old name. They had different opinions on just about everything. Oh, and Joseph Stalin, who we have talked about before, was the leader of the USSR at the start of the Cold War. Anyway, there was a lot of suspicion during the Cold War, but the US and the USSR never actually fought each other. This is because both countries had nuclear weapons, so they were afraid of each other. They didn't want to destroy the whole world, and that might have happened if they'd fought each other. But instead of fighting, they showed their different opinions by competing with each other. For example, they made their militaries bigger, and they raced each other to see who could get a person in space first. Stuff like that. But a lot of the problems were political. The two countries were very different, and so they couldn't get along. This is what caused the Cold War.
Questions 26 to 30 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 26 to 30.
Okay, yesterday we read about Georges Seurat. Now, many people would like to paint like Seurat, but very few people can. He invented a very precise way of painting. It looks different and is hard to do because it is so exact. There were various styles of painting, but Seurat decided to make a different one. The first difference was that Seurat took a lot of time to prepare before he painted. He planned his paintings very carefully. He made many drawings to decide on the best way to reproduce the scene. He worked for many hours before he started to paint. With this style, you have to have a clear purpose. With other styles at this time, they had very little time to prepare. Now, the second difference was that he used pure colors. He understood that the eye would blend the colors. He knew that if he painted red next to yellow, the eye would see orange. Okay?
Why didn't he just mix the paints like other artists? Wouldn't that have been easier?
Yes, but using pure colors made the painting very bright. These paintings don't look bright in books, but when you see them in person, wow, they are great. Now, as you know, the biggest difference was that Seurat didn't use brush strokes. He painted tiny dots, one at a time. Millions and millions of dots, and some of his paintings were very big. Can you imagine how long this took? One painting took 2 years. Of course, that didn't mean that Seurat was a better painter. All the well-known painters back then were very good and made beautiful paintings. But Seurat was very proud of his different way of painting. He felt that this new style represented people and nature very well.
Questions 31 to 35 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 31 to 35.
Today we're going to talk about snakes. Can you imagine eating a snake? Me neither. But there are creatures that do. This is a problem for snakes. So, how do they solve this problem? They have to protect themselves. Let's look at three types of snakes. The rattlesnake, spitting cobra, and hognose snake. They all have unique ways of protecting themselves. The rattlesnake solves this problem in a unique way. You see, rattlesnakes are born with small beads on their tails. As an average snake gets older, it grows more beads. These beads rub together and make a rattling sound. Okay, so when does the rattlesnake make this noise? When it thinks an animal might attack it. It cannot shield itself, so it tries to scare the creature by rattling its tail. The spitting cobra has another way to protect itself. What does it do? It sprays poison from its mouth, okay? But the snake doesn't just spray it anywhere, no. It sprays it into the eyes of the creature that is attacking it. This is very effective because eyes are sensitive. The spray stops the creature from seeing, and the snake gets away. Next, we have the hognose snake. It's less aggressive. So what does it do? The hognose snake plays dead. That's right. It will twist and roll like it's dying. Then it will lie still on its back. The snake will even hang its tongue out of its mouth. Can you believe that? So by playing dead, it actually survives.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now, you have 5 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet.